Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. As employers begin to think about work and workplaces post-pandemic, delivering the right set of benefits and perks to employees will become more important. Recently, Citigroup, the giant bank and financial services company, announced they will soon offer their workers the ability to take a 12-week sabbatical as part of a whole slate of new employee perks and benefits in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. With this new sabbatical, employees at any level who have been with Citigroup for at least 5 years can take as long as 12 weeks to do whatever it is they want. Workers are limited to 2 sabbaticals during their tenure with Citibank and will receive only 25% of their base pay during the time away. According to a Citigroup HR executive, Diane Arbor, quote, "People may need a break to pursue personal interests, education, they may have a family situation going on. They may just need to take a break to care for their own well-being. It could be any of the above. We're not going to review the reason. We're just going to review the coverage of the business." Additionally, workers at Citigroup will be able to buy up as many as 5 extra vacation days annually starting next year, and the bank is debuting a program that will allow employees to work pro bono with a charitable organization for as much as 4 weeks while still receiving 100% of their base pay. Think of it as an extended volunteer opportunity while they still get paid. And these perks were a product of months of meetings among Citigroup's top HR executives and professionals to try to figure out what work would look like after the pandemic subsides and what employees would want and benefit from the most after the pandemic ends. Citigroup said they realized that employee satisfaction was increasing, with many staff members preferring to work from home and enjoying the flexibility that it provided. With some of these new benefits, the bank is looking to make elements of that flexibility more permanent. Finally, Citigroup's HR executive said they will begin a review of all roles in the organization in the first quarter of 2021 to evaluate which employees might benefit from working from home more often in the longer term. It's a compelling set of responses from Citigroup's HR organization to try to continue the momentum they've seen from increased productivity from working from home, but also to support their employees who have been working more, are often under stress, and are really juggling work and life issues. It will be interesting to see if other competing firms try to match some of these benefits in order to compete for workers in 2021. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.